Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. You may not know this, but our denomination, the PCUSA, publishes a planning calendar every year. It's designed to help pastors and other church leaders, well, plan. And along with Advent and Christmas, Epiphany and Lent, Easter and Pentecost, and a whole lot of what we call ordinary time, there are other entries on our Presbyterian calendar which draw our attention to events and to people that are important to us. Well, tomorrow, March 20th, is one of those. It's Mr. Rogers Day, selected because tomorrow would be his 95th birthday, and selected for this calendar because Mr. Rogers was an ordained minister of word and sacrament in the PCUSA. I have to say up front that as the dad of three kiddos who watch their share of television, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood was at first a bit of a snoozer for me. Sesame Street, with those incredible Muppets, especially Grover, and with guest appearances by James Taylor, Maya Angelou, Stevie Wonder, and Robin Williams, so many others, well, that was more my style, and my kids loved it. So I confess that it took me a while to realize that Mr. Rogers wasn't just making children's television. Lots of people were doing that. Now, he was being a pastor, a preacher, a teacher to children and parents and grandparents, and that he was being what he most wanted to be, a true friend to children. Children who may not have had anyone else like him in their life. In other words, I realized that he was engaged in a very special ministry which was making a real difference in children's lives. And his message? Well, not surprisingly, as a minister, you hear the teachings of Scripture resonating in his words, that life can be both very beautiful and very hard, that you are rare and precious and loved just the way you are, that all of us at one time or another will need help, that when something bad happens, it's always good to look for the helpers, that questions are sometimes as important as answers, that anyone who does anything to help a child in his life is a hero, and that the most important thing of all is to always be kind, to be kind to oneself and kind to others. Good things for us to remember, and not just once a year.